This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Over the last couple of months, I have seen many friends find themselves in awkward situations. Someone will ask if someone is attending something that another person was not invited to. I try really hard not to do this unless I know someone is invited, but I've made the mistake when assuming the dynamic of a friendship. Facebook, Evite, and Paperless Post offer public and private guest lists. Public makes it easy to know who you can and can't say anything to. I'm seeing more and more private lists. I live in Los Angeles, and for people who are involved in the entertainment industry, I can understand wanting to make sure information is kept private. For situations where most of the guests know each other and might want a carpool, because parking in LA stinks, it's easier when others know who they can mention it to. When I'm hosting something with limited guests, I send an email letting people know that it's not an open invitation, so they can see who's invited. I feel sharing lists makes it easier on me as a host to not have to answer questions. Is it bad etiquette to ask a host if someone was invited?
There is a traditional point of etiquette that applies here. Yes, it is bad etiquette or poor form to ask a host who else has been invited to an event. It was also a real point of etiquette in Emily's day. One of my favorite tips from her about hosting a dinner party was to pay a lot of attention to your guest list, to really think about who you would want to invite and to have an appropriate mix of people so that there was good and lively conversation and that people were both entertained and comfortable with each other. And you would even pay attention to who people sat next to and how you made introductions. It was a much more formal time, but we're going to take some of that thinking and carry it forward with us. And we're going to play that hosting role seriously. And as a guest who's been invited, you want to give your host the credit that they've taken that role seriously, that they've thought about their guest list, and that you would trust yourself to say yes or no based on whether you're available and whether or not you're interested in the invitation that's been extended.
Absolutely. I mean, that is like our primer on why you don't do this. And it's why you don't ask people. You really do want to trust that your host is going to create and provide a wonderful evening for you. And so you say to the host, like, yes, I would love to come to something you're hosting. That sounds wonderful. I understand our listener is asking the question of, you know, hey, I feel this sharing list makes it easier on me as a host to not have to answer questions. And she's absolutely right. It does make it easier on the host to not have to answer questions. And hosts are often juggling and dealing with a lot of things. But part of being a good host is also answering the questions of your guest. And so I would invite anyone who doesn't look at this as an extreme hassle, but more so maybe not their favorite part of hosting and planning events and get-togethers at their home or elsewhere. I would really suggest that what you do is not share the guest list, but as you see people RSVP, yes, that you know live near each other, that I think is a good time to connect them and say, hey, you know, Jim's coming to the party too, and he lives in your neighborhood. Are you looking for anyone to carpool with? That would be a really easy way to do it. And I would like to encourage hosts out there to take on that level of entertaining. I think it would be really, really nice. It doesn't mean that all the other versions are bad at all, but I think it does kind of allow for both things to happen, the private guest list and the coordination. And if you, the host, can do that, go for it.
If the situation does arise that somebody was not invited to an event that other people were invited to, we give this advice about weddings all the time. We say that guest lists are really hard things to manage. And it's true when the event is lower stakes than a wedding also. And I think it's a good thing for all of us to remember because it makes life much easier when we're not taking offense every time we're not included.
Oh, hear, hear to that.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.